Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody who's willing to tune in, open their ears, their minds, willing to listen. Welcome to Comedian Organic OK. I'm co-host Talk Dude, the one and only, accept no substitutions. On the other side of this line is the one and only, the man himself, Comedian Organic OK. A comedian. Come on, take a bow. Take a bow, Organic.
Yes, I'm taking the bow, but I don't think y'all can technically see it because we are dealing with audio. We're not dealing with audio and visual. Well, those out there, like I say, thank y'all for staying tuned in, those out there. We're going to make a business decision to interview different businesses, different individual artists, different platforms of business and creativity, right? So this is the thing. Also, too, I must give accommodations to my co-hosts, everyone. Take a moment to remember this guy right here. This guy right here is going to be creating some content and creation that he's going to be shocked by his ability. So those out there, you see Comedian Organic, and you see his co-host Talk Dude. Give him, you know, give this gentleman, you know, a little bit of support. He appreciates it. You know, support him. You know, don't undermine him. You know, he needs that kind of nourishing. You know, like, he's an emotional anemic. And people are the right vitamin that he needs to be interacting with. Now, we can go to the other arena of spiritual. Of people saying, well, he don't need nobody. He prayed to a spiritual. That is not out of the question, right?
Indeed.
You take a bath, right? You don't see. You take a bath,
mm-hmm.
Or take a shower, or whatever way you clean up. When you put clothes on, do you put clothes on before you clean up, or you put clothes on after you clean up, right? So
yeah, I get the metaphor. I mean, go ahead.
The blessing is given to you. I got you, talk. We'll just hold a moment. The blessing you're given to, he's giving you a clean sled. So what your blessings are, it will be rewarded, right? So you clean, you're feeling good, you take a good bath, you wash it, you brush your teeth and you do all these things. You pitch your perfume, cologne, or whoever you are. And some people don't work perfume or cologne, but when you put the new clothes on, right?
Mm-hmm.
With taking a bath, how do you feel? You think you feel better with some dirt, with a dirty body and put some clean clothes on? How do you feel?
You feel like you're dirty yourself all over again. You actually feel like you've tainted yourself. You feel basically that like the poison was syndicated. I mean, when you're clean, you feel reborn. When you're dirty, you feel haggard.
One thing I want to bring to your attention, you were going to say something else earlier. Now, make that point because I want that point to be delivered, too. So you want to make the point on as I was talking. So make that point, too, if you remember your thought.
I feel. Okay, let me just say this, okay? I'm a guy who's basically been tainted a lot. I carry
Stop.
Around the filthiness.
Stop. This is not one of those programs, sir. This is about business. It's not about a personal, and I don't want to tell you intellect property. You're giving away material that needs to be in your intellect creating project.
I understand.
So you have to get around that to get to the business aspect. Now, in the business aspect, what we're talking about and relating, see, this is what we're doing. See, y'all, shortly, you know, I'm not going to tell you when the day it is. I was pretending on doing it. But when I start interviewing business and people, see, this is the thing that I want to tell you about a business experience that I recently encountered recently, okay?
So, okay, let's hear it.
This is the thing. I create ideas, correct?
Yes, indeed. So do I.
You're missing the point, sir.
No, I get it. You create stuff. You put it all out. I get it. And I get it.
What I'm getting to you is had the encounter. Listen to what words I was saying. I said I had an encounter, and I create ideas. You say, yeah, I create ideas too. Well, you didn't gauge the encounter that I was dealing with. So what I'm saying to you is, as the encounter that I was talking to, we was talking about some things, and I said, I would like to help you. And the person gave me the conversation as it was talking. We were just talking, right? I said, I wanted to help this person. Now, I didn't talk. I didn't discuss anything as far as conversation, of doing anything. I didn't, none of these things I talked about. I said, I would like to help them now. In business, when people say they want to help you, that means they want to do business with you, right?
Right.
Now, at smaller levels, what people tend to do is think shit you're telling them is for free. That's what they think. And they kind of pick you out there like it's a privilege for you to engage them. That's normally how it's in a lot of ways people think that, because when you offer something to them, they don't know you, they're not really respecting it, right? They got to go through a scale and try to see what it's worth to them. But if you start adding up money, what's some worth, then you should be paid for it. If you start adding up how much you're worth and this isn't this, you should be paid for it at this point, because now you're putting them into a business setup, and it should be a wealth, like I said, and like a savings account. This should be something that I should be able to save this success, right? When you get a chance, write that down. That's going to be another name to everybody. Organic. I like to save this success into a saving, not cross-contaminating wealth. That's the name title. And this is the thing.
Okay.
I'm offering something to somebody, right? That don't mean a year, 2 years down the line, once you figure out who I am, what I can do, that don't mean that the offer still stands. And you see, people think that stuff like that, and then they also be trying to get even more. See, they don't see that. I've had that kind of thing happen to me a lot of times. But I help them, and they realize, oh, he got this and this, and they start talking to people. He can do this and this and this. Now, in natural order, it don't matter how many people in the world, there's no good and shady. It's natural to be natural. And people in my kind of setup, they just be isolated. They don't want to deal with public people, even if they are in business. Because it's like, hey, most of the people at the top, they have all this ability. But guess what? One of the things that you cannot most of the time do with them people.
Okay,
they're not accessible for you in a lot of cases. Now, it's cases where some people can get in contact with you through social media. But a lot of times, depending on the person, they may have handlers, somebody just handling their social media setup, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then something is brought to their attention, maybe depending on it, maybe brought to their attention based on who is interacting with it. But guess what?
What?
Sometimes that mistranslation, right? Like if somebody was translating something to you to another person, it can mistranslate because of what they think about it, right? So
right.
What I'm saying to you is so important that, in a sense, be natural, because some people got a bigger fan base, right? And the person that truly going to change your life is the person meant to be in your life. And if you're going to do a lot of people, depending on who you are and what you're talking about, a lot of people that could be giving you a lot of distractions, right?
Right.
Think about in your life how many distractions you've had. But to stay in the pocket this long, I'm going to leave it on that, because I want to give away your intellect.
All right.
So this is the thing, Talk to him. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you three questions, and I want three different answers, okay?
I gather.
In business.
Right.
If you was nationally known around the nation, would you still want people to treat you like you was in the past, lacking the infrastructure resources, or would you want people to treat you like when you say something, you mean it, and don't play with my time?
Of course, we all want to be respected.
I would want to be
respected.
Everybody don't want to be respected because they don't have to deal with it, right? people in a space where they don't have to be respected, or because that's the life that they acquire. Because where they damaged. See, when you start generalizing everybody, that's when I tell you, you start losing translation when people respect you on. Because if everything you had understood, you wouldn't have the problems you have. You see what I'm saying? It's like somebody said, well, you know, someone's going to pay me for my work, but guess what?
What?
They ain't making a dollar. People are molesting their success. See, someone's going to talk about, you see people all the time talking about how much they work. And they talk about all this stuff, and you'd be like, wow, this is impressive. You think you can do business with me because they're so, it's to come across so advanced that you feel like you're compromising even being around. Like they're not even at that level, but they talk this game. Right? And you're talking business conversation where the average person that really know business, they're not talking like that. You know, and people are really conning people with culture. Talking about, like in business, in national business, a lot of things people are talking about, well, in business, just like I said, in business, people want to know who you are, right?
Uh-huh.
Or what you're about. And if you think about, isn't that, like you said, isn't that normal for everybody to know who you are? Right? So, in the biggest scheme of things, things are in different departments, right? Like, when you look for shoes, are the shoes and clothes are nested in the same department we're looking for? It's a different department, right?
Yes. Things are different, yes.
So, but if you're looking for human relations, you're looking for, you know, different people, everything's all in one department? No. So when you generalize everything for that, people can lose the conversation you're saying because you just you generalize everything, right? I'm trying to get people to be intimate with understanding you, but when you try to do these things, you kind of lose the respect of people when you just do this thing like you got everything perfect, right? You got everything perfect. When everything is perfect, you're not even, once again, I can't talk about it because it's intellect property.
Understood.
So if that's your first answer, right, my second question is, in business, do people not respect you because you're doing business, or people respect you because the business that you have acquired have respected the investment to deal with you?
It's the latter. I mean, when your business is successful, people flock to you. That's a simple fact of life. You're doing well.
Okay.
Everybody wants to be your friend.
Okay. So when you're doing it, you say a lot of words, sir, all right?
And no, there's a radio show.
Listen to me. You say a lot of words, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the words are almost up there like a crossword puzzle.
What?
So you got the words almost up there like a crossword puzzle.
Nothing's hidden. I'm being very simple and candid with myself. I'm being very open.
With yourself, right? But guess what? What's different between I and we?
The difference is huge. The I is basically about the individual, the self-involved person. The we is the collaborative team effort for whatever, which really is the way to go in business. It's a natural order. It is a team effort.
Okay. Can we keep it posted right there for a moment? Now, when
as
you
wish.
Say, okay, you're not my genie. Thank you. So this is the thing here. If you said this, right? So I want you to pack the level of information you're saying to somebody, like. It's one thing that, like, we've been there several times. We've been in places where scholars and people that's educated and people that's going to college and people that know this and know the difference of these things, they can remember things, right?
Right.
But guess what? Quite often, the person that truly is the leader or the person that people want to hear talk, not even the smartest person in the room. And they say simple things that's complex that translate to being mega powerful when it comes to this explaining of what information means, right?
Mm-hmm.
How people collectively are on the same page, right?
Right.
So in business, like we're talking about, let's say comedy, because we're comedians, motivational speakers, and, you know, we facilitate a number of things. Now, it doesn't seem like that because we have having the situations with pitting content out, right? We've had things. Let's get that. We've had things. Now, I've asked you how many questions so far? Do you remember?
Indeed. It's 15 minutes after the hour here. It's 10:15 here on the program. Kamin Organic, okay. Please, let yourself be heard, okay? Let us know what you're thinking, okay? Call in. Please, phone in. You can be part of all of this. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
So how many questions have I had for you so far?
I wasn't counting. I know quite a few. I mean,
stop,
I'm supposed to get...
Stop. You're making what I'm saying complex because
three,
you're...
Three?
I answered three. I asked you three, right?
Yeah, three.
So that's the information of my directions. So I said three questions, right? So
yes.
This is the thing. It's so important that you answer those things because we're trying to build some kind of level of conversational conditioning, right?
Yeah.
Conversational conditioning, it would help a lot of people, right? Because when you help somebody that truly need it, the people that don't need it, yeah, there would be more of a distraction and a problem, right? You don't know if you really need a person come along and the person about to get information. And so I guess you're right. You're out there in school. The person that wants the information didn't get because the person that was smarter figured out a clever way to change the conversation, right?
Mm.
So then the people teaching, guess what they don't teach you?
What?
They don't teach you what you wanted to know. They teach you what the other person is smarter wanted to talk about. And so based on the person teaching, they take sometimes the information suggestions of the person that may be smarter or don't want to learn what you need to learn, right? But
mm-hmm.
the person that went over and said, yes, we will talk about what you're talking about, but for now I'm going to talk about this, then what happens? You would have learned what you wanted to learn that you wouldn't say anything about. And then you would have learned what the smart person or the person that knows, you know both things, right?
Right.
But you spoke up and say, can you tell us what you're talking about now? And then what the person's talking about, I'd like to know both. Guess what happens?
What?
You enlighten the information because a person that necessarily knows something is bored. They may be inspired by talking to you because they said, well, you got something to offer me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll remember things that you're saying because some people remember you like a grocery list. Remember things you're saying, what you need. So I remember last time you didn't know this thing, but I don't know if you know this, but you may want to know this. See, in business, you're saying common relationships, right?
Yeah.
A lot of things that people are doing business with you on, it's not even things that business things supposed to be operating on, right? Somebody finds a liking to you and do business with you, right?
Right.
And know that you don't have the money, you don't have the, you know, certificates, degrees, and they want to do business because they say, oh, this is a good business investment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when they send you a good business investment, guess what happens? People are listening to you, people want to invest in you, people want to pick the people around you to actually make your platform more successful. So what I'm trying to tell you is you got to get out of this phobia of destroying things. Like, you know, you come across it's almost like business where if you're the person drowning, you're the person that a person drowning can kill you because they panic and choke the person and drown them in death. Right?
Yeah.
You gotta stop that approach, sir. Now I'm listening. Now I'm moving to the side. I've talked enough. Now go ahead and say what you have to say.
Simple sad fact. I remember somebody basically saying, if someone's drowning, you should try to save them.
But if it's gonna be, but if you're gonna wind up drowning with them, you gotta just cut them loose. It's a very sad, dark, cynical thing to say, but it's something that I've known that is true. And for a long time, I myself have been feeling like I'm kind of drowning. And I wonder if I was meant to. I wondered if no matter what happens, I'm just not going to make it. Because there are some who just aren't. There are some who basically life just sort of cuts dead. That's the thing. That's a scary thought. Simple fact that you can't save them all, no matter who they are.
But think about, yeah, you're making a lot of sense. But what I'm saying to you, if you last this long, maybe the drowning and you drown. Maybe the drowning is up to the drought that you're still in the depth in that life, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you're around death, depending on how death is in addition, you can feel the death more than, and it can feel like it's your life because how you connect with that spirit or that space, right?
Yeah.
It's like you're inspired, like you see something, right?
Yeah.
You can be inspired by somebody doing something and resonate with you. See? Is that by accident? No.
No, not at all.
So don't look for the misery. Misery always got a space. Look for the place where there's no space. It's just what happens. So that space is opening up. It could be the space that is going to put you in. See, look at this. You can be, listen, let me give you an example. Everybody be talking about different things, right? This is a business deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
You ride and travel. Guess what? You got to travel, and you got to get to where you're going. You got $150 in your pocket. And you got no business. You got no business collateral, right?
Indeed.
You got $150 to your name. You got to get to where you need to get to do business. And once you get there and this business deal is closed, you feel confident about it. But at this point in time, the opposition is bad because everywhere you're traveling, you're like, if I stay up and do this, I don't have no timer. I have to be up and I got to reserve my energy. But I've been staying up for 6 hours. Everybody, I've been given a seat, you know, because they are telling you, gentlemen, you know, give a seat up, right? You didn't give me a seat up. You've been standing up. You traveled on 8 buses. Let me know. You got 3.5 day trip to get over there. You kind of got 3.5 days. And, yes, for those out there who say, well, can you get a cheap airline ticket? Well, he's not aware of it, okay? This is the story. So, you got 3.5 days to get to your destination, and you know it's going to take you that. And if you miss your connection, you have to wait another additional 2 days. And you find out the trip is going to cost you $98. So because the trip will take you cost you $98, you're going to have to be wise by it because you only got $150. So that means you got $52 remaining. And you got to make the $52 last you 3 days. So you have to be clear about 3 days to make this $52 last.
Dang. I was thinking about that.
So listen to this.
Okay.
I'll wrap this up within the next 2 minutes tops. So.
Okay.
Traveling and you're going around about and you're noticing you're traveling under the influence of gentlemen give up a seat. And you notice you're tired. You're twice as tired because you've been the gentleman. And you gave your seat up all this time and you're twice as tired because you stand it up, you get your seat up, and you're still traveling. You still got another, you've been traveling now a day and a half, and you're just so tired. You've been sleeping a very little bit because you're not able to sit down and rest. And the way you're going, you're not going to make it because you have gave all your rights for every other person besides you. Right? Mm-hmm. You got your seat up 28 times in a day and a half. So what happens at that point, listen to me, we got one more minute to go with this. What happened at this point, you get to the end of destination, and you have the option to give your seat up or not give your seat up. Guess what happens? You said, get the 20, this at this point, I'm taking my seat. Guess what happens?
What?
The woman that's going to give you a seat to, the last person, was the person that had the access to get you where you're going to without you having to travel. But guess what? Look how many people you have to go through. You see, you have to be almost perfect in doing that to be the reward. Because as soon as you jump ship, it gives you reward. That's the crazy part, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, when you're doing something like that, you have to be in the long term, because the person that is going to change your life, you have to be this consistent thing, because as you're changing for the better, it's going to change you for the better. Talk, dude. How your day been?
It's been long. It's been hard. It's been trying. The thing is, I'm trying to make it all change. I'm trying to make it all, you know, get for the better. I don't want to be one of those drowning souls out there anymore. You know, hurting too much
stop
for
it,
too
stop
long.
It, stop. Stop. I didn't want to go into the suffering therapy shit you're talking about. I'm talking about just as business. We're talking this is a business day. You're talking about all the other things, and that's mostly draining someone that need life. Everything people think, like, has got to be equated to pain and misery to get. Everybody's not motivated like that. Some people are just, like, devastated by pain and misery because they dealt with something, right? So.
Indeed.
So I don't want to hear about that pain and misery shit because you don't own pain and misery. You know that, right?
I do own it. I'm trying to lose it.
You don't own pain or misery. You don't own it. You don't own it. You're pleasurizing pain and misery. You're pleasurizing it because it's people that got all the elements you got and more, got kids, traveling the world and looking for someone like you, but you don't look for yourself because you just live in this problem thing. And people say, another story, but that's another conversation, another episode, a different show. This comedian, Organic OK, you know, I'm satisfying. What? I'm satisfying, right? Business.
Yeah.
Satisfying business. You know, it's satisfying. And I got Talk Dude on here.
You've been listening to Comedian Organic OK. You can pick up all our shows on the web, off the internet, at Blog Talk Radio. And don't just listen, talk. Get involved. What's going on with you? Okay? Let us know what you think. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Yes, my final words to those out there. I find business people that invest, you know, and, you know, do this wealth, you know, do this residual wealth conversation. Person should get information from you and then see you and then don't give you nothing. That's when they, well, you got all this. Those kind of things, that's cross-contamination. If you got successful from this one person and you wouldn't got nowhere, so all the people you deal with, don't try to equate your education and get you there. If the person you dealt with, they probably didn't have the education that you have, but then you try to undermine them with this personal bias cross-contamination. Everyone's a comedian, organic, okay, I'm done.
And Talk Dude. Thank you. Thank you, everybody who might hear this at some point and get involved. Thank you. Stay connected. Good night.